pack of mit khilo ad ya ben zari over seno. So according to one of the Maldaron in the Gemara, this is the Maschil with Nos from the Sayin Beshvach. So this is the paragraph. So let's read the paragraph first of all. Mitchila, for in the beginning. Oiv de avodah zara hayu avoseinu. Our forefathers were idol worshippers. The achshav and now kibbon ha'makom avodas and through Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, Hashem brought us to His close service. Shneemar, and it brings the pasuk, and it brings a whole long Megillah from Sefer Yehoshua. What does it say? Vayomer Yehoshua el ha'am. I never understood until today, what are we doing bringing this pasuk? Vayomer Yehoshua el kol ha'am. Yeshua told the people, so said your God. Your forefathers dwelled on the other side of the river, on the east side of the Jordan River, and then down in Aram Naharaim, in what we would call now Iran, Iraq, that area. Terach, there was Terach. And they were idol worshippers. But I chose your father, Abraham. And I told him from there, and I brought him all the way to Eretz Canaan. And I gave him a lot of children, and I gave him Yitzchak. And I gave Yitzchak his Yaakov. And Esav, I gave him Seir. And in other words, you got Eretz Yisrael, and then you have to go to Mitzrayim. Okay, so what's the purpose of this whole shtickle Torah? What are we saying over here? So it's Maschil B'Gnus. I said, I guess it's trying to say how far we were, how far gone we were. We were idol worshippers at one point. It's like weird. What's going on in this paragraph? Okay, so in the Sefer Yad Chazaka, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says a pshat like this. Based on the entire theme that we're learning, what's the theme? He means that there's two ways Hashem runs the world. There's Teva and Lamala Min HaTeva. There's nature and above nature. Everyone else in the world gets nature. We get Lamala Min HaTeva. So he says this hanhaga of Teva and Lamala Min HaTeva applies also to another aspect of a nation's kiyum. Besides how Hashem deals with you, one of the aspects of a nation's kiyum, a nation's Mahus identity is their land that they have. And there are 70 nations. There are 70 lands, and each nation has a sar. Each nation has like a spiritual power, Malach, and they have a land that they're associated with. And that's the natural order, the way it works from the days of the Haflaga, when Hashem spread out all the nations into lands. He spread them out by land, by language, and everyone has their place to be. But he said, but there was a big problem. Because remember we said that Klal Yisrael doesn't really exist in the world of Mazel. But since Klal Yisrael doesn't exist, because according to Mazel, Avraham Avinu cannot have a child, we cannot really exist. So therefore, there's a big problem that therefore we cannot have a land either. Because it was like what happened to me today. I'm loading up all this stuff into my pantry, into my closet for all the stuff. And I'm like, Mom, it's working out. Okay, God, unbelievable. Okay, it all worked. It all fit. And Mom was like, okay, there's another suitcase in the car. Now what? Right? So all the lands are given out to all the nations. All of a sudden, there's a new nation on the scene, Klal Yisrael. Okay, but there's no land for them. There's no land for Klal Yisrael. And every land that has a Malach, every Malach has a land, and every nation has a Malach, and every nation is given the land of its Malach. So Hashem only had one choice. He has to give Klal Yisrael the land that has no Malach, which is his land, which is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz asher Hashem that the Gemara says that land of Eretz Yisrael is the land that has no Malach. Meaning it wasn't designated for any nation. It's designated for Hashem. But Hashem says, since you're going to be with me in Lamala Min HaMazel, and you don't have a nation, I'm your person, or whatever, I'm your my nation, so therefore you get my land and you get Eretz
Nobody asked you about the Canaanites. Didn't they have their own angel?
No, so that's what he's saying over here. So he's saying like this. So he's saying, therefore he wants to say like this. He says that We were originally of Devodazara. So how did it come that we were created if we come from of Devodazara? So he says that Avram Avinu had to separate himself from Terach. How did Avram Avinu separate himself from Terach? Avram Avinu separated himself from Terach when Terach threw him into the Kivshan Esh, right? And so what happened at that moment? So like Rabbi says this word over that the whole point, the tachlis, the whole idea of going to the mikveh is that when you're underwater, you can't live. So when you come out, you're a new person. So basically, Terach, once he threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Aish, so Avram Avinu like died.
Leave him go.
Yeah. Avram Avinu died. When he came out, he's a new person. The new person he is belongs to Hashem, not to Terach. So that at that point is when he broke his yichus from Terach. This is what he's saying over here. It's
What was his
unbelievable.
connection to Terach
It's his
anyway?
father.
Oh, right.
So he had to break his physical yichus. His genealogical lichas. So he says the way he broke his genealogical lichas because his father threw him into the Kivshan Esh to kill him. So the second that you want to kill your son, he's dead. Hashem saved his life. So now he's Hashem's child. He's not your child anymore. So now his yichas is after Hashem. So that's why it says the second after he did that, it's what happened the second after that in the Chumash? Right there, there's a black leather Chumash, Chumash, that little thing. Oh, so what happens? Dr. Yitzchak, this is unbelievable stuff. Dr. Yitzchak has a cover. At the end of Parshas Noach, so it says that they went to Ur Kasdim, which means then this happened. Vayu, then Terach dies. And then it says Lech Lecha. So why does it say Terach died if Lech Lecha happened first? Because as far as our Yichus is concerned, Terach is dead now. Once Terach threw Avraham Avinu into the Kivshan Aish and Ur Kasdim happens, so now Terach's history, he's no longer part of our genealogical Yichus. Now Avraham Avinu is born to Hashem. Oh, now Hashem says, I'm going to make a nation from you. But there's a problem. Now that you're a new nation, so you don't get the land of Terach anymore, because that's his land. So where are you going to go? Lech Lecha, my go to my land. And it goes straight into Lech Lecha. So the connection between Lech Lecha and Ur Kasdim is that now that Avraham Avinu is a new person, so now that Avraham Avinu is a new person, he's Hashem's child. Hashem gives him a land. He's giving him his own land. He gives him Hashem's land. So therefore, this is what Yeshua is telling Klal Yisrael. Yeshua is telling Klal Yisrael, your forefather was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And when he was an Oved Avodah Zarah, you know where he lived? He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. Because Goyim cannot have a tefisa in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael belongs to Hashem. So where did they live? Be'evar Hanar. The emphasis is that they didn't live here; they lived over there, and they served the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, they got the land of their Malach. But I took your father, and you know what I did with him? I brought him to Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because he became my person. And the whole idea is, why did he become mine? Because he's Lamal Min HaTeva. Avram Avinu does not exist in the world of nature, because he should have been burnt in the furnace. I saved him, and then Avraham Avinu cannot have children. So in the Lamal Min HaTeva, he can have children. So therefore, the land that he got goes to those children. Then he says it's interesting to note. It says va'arba ezare. It doesn't say just as Yitzchak. But then it says, "Va'etan Yitzchak is Yaakov is Esav." Why is Esav mentioned, not Yishmael? It says because really Yishmael does not have this problem, because once Yaakov Avinu was able to have a child, once Avram Avinu was able to have a child, so this whole thing with Avram Avinu, so he had a child from Hagar. So really, Yishmael is eligible for a land. So he got land, but Esav,
Because that was Teva.
yeah,
That
but
was within, it was
Esav.
really Sarah, not Avram,
That was within the mezuzahs, Ishmael.
well, I'm not sure. I think he's saying that. But he says Esav was born as a twin to Yaakov. So Esav and Yaakov equally don't have a land. So once Esav and Yaakov equally don't have a land, really Esav also is eligible for the land of Hashem. No, I gave him Seir, don't worry. So he's bavarning.
Absolutely.
Well, because Seir is one of the 10 lands promised Avram, really, I think. So Seir, he says that's the lashon ve'etin le'isav his harseir le'reshes oisai. That will be his Yerusha. But it's really, don't worry, he's not coming until this land.
So how did the Canaanites ever settle
So he
there?
said the Canaanites said it, but it was not their land. That's why he says the reason you have to go to Mitzrayim is because since the B'nai Canaan were still there, you have to wait your turn. You don't really have a right to kick them out until they're finished being there. Once they're going to be there, they're going to get it for good. But they were never there. They were never meant to be there for good. They were just there temporarily.
But he's asking if they have no mazel in Eretz Yisrael, inherently has no mazel, how could they have
They didn't own
be
it.
living there?
They were living there. They were temporarily there. But you have to. They were temporarily there. It's temporary. That's what he says. He says, "Ki Yishmol b'nei Keturah hayolam miktsas metzius b'tevam mitzad imam, avay Yitzchak shenoylan misara shaisa akar v'hayleidas a gomor matana ninam lemeis Hashem." That's the Milo. And same thing with Esav. Here he says, "V'chol zman shelo nismal asa'asam shemalchei Kanaan adayin lo hayamokum lezer Yaakov ba'aretz v'hutzuchol liyos goyim ba'aretz olahem." So he says that they had a certain zuchus, I guess, or something, to live there temporarily. Not that they had a zechus to own it. They had a zechus to be there in the meanwhile. So he says.
But did they know that?
I guess, I mean, Abraham knew it, and Yaakov knew it. So he said, fine, so we have to wait. So it comes out that the purpose of this
They didn't have to
paragraph,
wait, they threw them out.
but they threw it out because they knew, they were told that Yeshua was telling them now's the time.
They're not going to
So
leave.
what's the sort of this paragraph according to this? So the soid of the paragraph is that the reason why this whole thing started is because you have a land as a zechiyah in Eretz Yisrael. You, even though you were mitzchila of Deva Dazar, but you really became part of Hashem's people, and now Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole thing is coming to fruition. So this is mitzchila. Otherwise, it's like, why is this the tchilas of Gnosos Sofer B'Shach? What's the shaychus? It's mamash the same thing. It's all one story. According to this, it's mamash part of the story. If you don't have this pshat, then this whole paragraph has nothing to do with the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like going back history. It has nothing to do with it. But according to this, this is mamash the sheresh of the whole thing. From Avraham Avinu's days and from our shaychus to Eretz Yisrael, we were already people of Lamala Minatem. Just it never came out yet until Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then finally, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we came out and it came out. And then we see where Hashem is actually being nigh that. But the whole concept that Yeshua is telling them is that Hashem to bring Avram away from Terach. And after he and Avram Avinu, he brought him to Eretz Yisrael and he gave him a land that belongs to him. And he gave him, took him away from all the other lands to give him this land. It's all part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim concept that Hashem is uplifting the way we live, that we live with him. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's interesting.
Why is that so?